"What just happened?" Damien asked. Ame started to murmur to herself, stepping forward, clutching her blanket over her shoulders. "One sacrifice to call him," Kellen finished. "One sacrifice to expel him." He stopped, closing his eyes, and hung his head for a moment. He hurt. I felt it from him, and because he did, so did I. I was aching. I started forward. "Kellen." He stopped me, holding a hand in the air. "Don't, Shay. I don't deserve any comfort you're going to give me." His words hurt, like a knife twisting in my chest. He added, she called him forward. "If I threw her body in there, he'd have to go. She was the reason he was here, and I don't deserve any kindness from you. I murdered Vesper and Gus. They were our brother and sister. That, you're right. I do care, and they meant something to me. They don't mean what you mean to me, but they meant something, and..." He stopped again, drawing in one more ragged breath. "You were disgusted when you watched her kill Matt. You can't pretend otherwise." "She murdered him." "Killing and murder are different. One's in cold blood, and that's what she did. She planned it, and she executed it. That was different." "No." He shook his head. "It wasn't. I executed her. I executed Vesper." "But they called your father here. They sent those demons after us." "And Matt helped torture Vesper and Gus, too. He was human, just like half of Gus and Vesper were." "No, Shay. I know you're going to turn a blind eye because that's what you do for me, but I can't let you this time."
"Kellen."
I couldn't hear anymore. He was twisting that knife in my chest over and over again. Tears threatened to spill from my eyes. "Stop!" He was going to leave. I felt his withdrawal from inside of me, and I couldn't do a thing to stop it. "Kellen, don't go!" And he walked away. Chapter 26. I don't get it. I was sitting at the kitchen table with Ame and Damien later that night. The owner, whose name was Kent Ocean and that Kellen had moved to the basement without telling anyone, sat with us. He was cradling a mug of hot tea between his hands, clenched with white knuckles and shaking arms. Ame brought him out of the basement and coaxed him to sit with us. He hadn't been tied up or anything. There'd been nothing keeping him down there except pure fear. When he realized Kellen wasn't with us, he noticeably relaxed, but he was still cautious, and every now and then, like just now, his arms began shaking. He couldn't seem to control them, but he offered a trepid apology.
"So sorry. So sorry."
He kept repeating those words until Ame reassured him enough times that we weren't going to hurt him. It hadn't mattered. He kept uttering those words until his shaking stopped and another bout hit him. But this time I saw that the hot tea was spilling onto his arms. He still didn't stop. He didn't even react to his burning skin. "Oh dear." Ame took the mug away, patting his shoulder. "We'll just, how about some cold water instead?" I cleared my throat. She amended. "I mean some room temperature water." He glanced up, pale, and his lips parted to say thank you. He couldn't. His bottom lip was shaking as well. A brief stutter was the only thing that sounded from him. I pitied him. He hadn't asked us to come here. He hadn't done a thing to us, and we muscled our way into his house, taking over. I wondered what Kellen had done to scare him so much, but rethought that. I'd rather not know, though his parting words still lingered with me. "You're going to turn a blind eye because that's what you do for me." "Excuse me." Damien and Ame gave me knowing looks as I stood from the table and headed toward the master bedroom. Kellen left the property but returned 10 minutes later. Mr. Ocean jerked away from the table, but Kellen scanned the group, lingered on me, and turned down the hallway. We heard the shower running moments later, and when I went in there, Kellen was just standing in the shower. He'd left the door open, and his clothes were still on, plastered to him now. I knew he felt me, but he didn't say anything. I perched against the counter watching him. He stared straight ahead to the tiled wall, so I waited until he spoke, almost dully. "You're the only good part of me, and I'm going to fuck that up." "Kellen," I started for him. "No." He shook his head, and I held back. He added, closing his eyes, I have no more secrets from you. I love you. You love me. We're bonded, and yet we haven't bonded enough. I grew warm, remembering how he kissed me, touched me before. An image of him over me again, but this time moving inside of me, started an ache inside of me. But it also sparked something else. My own fear. I was scared. What would happen then? Who would come for us? Who else was left to come?
Your father.
Kellen swung those dark and so bleak eyes my way. As he did, it was like everything clicked in place. When he looked at me, how he was looking at me, made the world make sense. It didn't before, if he wasn't with me or at my side. But now, as he was looking at me, I knew everything would be fine. It had to be. The side of his mouth lifted up in a half grin.
How do I look at you?
Like you're dying of thirst and I'm the last drop of water. He grunted. The half grin grew.
That sounds right.
Kellen. I sighed, moving closer. I stopped just on the outside of the shower. If I took one step closer, I'd be inside. The water would move onto me, and I'd be at his side. I waited, my chest growing tight. My father is still coming for me, isn't he? He nodded, his eyes growing lidded. What does that mean?
Someone sent the demons after us, but your father found us when we rescued Vesper and Giuseppa. But Shay?
He stopped, swallowing. A haunted look came over him.
We could hide. We could use spells to shield us. Maybe go back to that house and stay there. Your father didn't know about it. And maybe he won't find us there, but...
There was always a but. I grew tense. Do you really want to do that?
What do you mean?
Do you want to hide for the rest of your life?
My life.
He said my life, not his, not ours, mine. That told me so much. I was going to die, but he was not. We had one lifetime, mine. I knew Kellen could hear my thoughts or at least sense them, but this time he remained quiet. He didn't correct me or deny, and that too spoke volumes. It was like blow after blow kept coming. I wanted them to stop. I wanted to be the one to deliver the blows.
What are you thinking?
His voice had grown hoarse. You know what I'm thinking. He leaned toward me, the water splashing off his head and sprinkling over me.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure?
Was I? Did I want to hide or did I want to fight? A lifetime with him or nothing at all? It could all end. I knew the risks. I ground out.
We've been hiding all our lives.
I'm done hiding. I stepped inside the shower, the water coating me as well, and I pressed against him. It's time to fight. His eyes darkened, and then his lips were on mine, and nothing else mattered. We became one that night. Chapter 27.
For the record, Damien said 2 days later, I think this is incredibly stupid.
Kellen stood next to me, holding my hand, and grunted.
For the record, no one asked you.
Shut up. I held tight to Kellen's hand, speaking to both, and right then the ground began to quake. He's coming. 2 nights ago, Damien came to the bedroom. He stood in the doorway, his hands folded in front of him, and we could both feel the confession coming. It came off him in waves. Shame. Guilt. Embarrassment. And then he started by saying,
I've been lying to you.
I knew a whole lot of shit was about to be laid on our laps, and I closed my eyes, just for a moment. I needed to prepare myself, and after a few more seconds, I nodded to Damien. Tell us everything. He did. Later, standing across the table from Kellen and me. Ame joined us as well. We kept the lights off except for one single lamp that was behind Damien from the living room. It seemed fitting, casting him in shadow and lighting up the rest of us. Damien coughed, looking away before starting. He drew in a breath and held it there, grimacing.
I have to first explain that there's a war going on in the heavens. I didn't want to be a part of this. I wasn't a part of this, but your father...
He looked at me, a wall shifting to the side to show new emotion.
And my father, Sashiel, is on one side. Wait.
Had I heard him right?
Kellen cursed. Of course. That makes sense now.
You're my brother?
Half-brother. We have the same father. My head was pounding. There'd been so many turns and twists when it came to siblings. I looked at one that I thought had been my brother to another that was my brother. I began laughing. There was nothing else I could do. Anything else I was feeling didn't matter. I held up a hand, shaking my head. This is just becoming ridiculous now. Damien kept going, an apology in his eyes to me. I'm not as powerful as you because my mother was full human. I lived with my family until I was little, 9 years old. That's when Sashiel found me. I was leaving the house with my grandpa and Sashiel. The vision came back to me. I remembered when I first experienced it. I'd been getting into my car. That felt so long ago now. Who are you? I held my breath and closed my eyes. The ticking from someone's watch pounded loudly in my ear. When I opened my eyes, I saw an older man across the road. He walked beside his son, and they were headed into a house. The voice didn't come from him, but it was connected to them. I just didn't know how. I said, I thought that man was your father. Damien had been watching me. His eyes were knowing as he nodded. We've been connected since I first started talking to you. I didn't realize how powerful you were until you slipped into my memories. I had to block you after that. I've been blocking you since, well, he regarded Kellen, until last night. He gestured beside me. You and Kellen fully bonded, and that ended the connection you and I had. What does that mean? Wait, I have more to confess. We could see the actual pain on his face. He paled, his eyes and mouth straining at the ends. I'm the one who revealed your hiding spot to the demons. They attacked you because of me. I thought if the other side took you, I wouldn't have to deal with Sashiel. It was because of him. I leaned forward, saying softly, We were protected there. I know. His Adam's apple bobbed up and down. We were safe there. I know. His eyes darted to Kellen's and his lips pressed together, flinching. And you guys defeated them. You arrived the next day. Kellen's eyes were narrowed to slits. I was there before. I tracked where you were through my connection to Shay. I closed my eyes. I'd been betrayed through my own blood. I whispered, They took Aume. Child, she rested her hand over mine. He's confessing now. That's all that matters. Kellen grunted, I'm not that forgiving. Aume insisted, Let us hear the rest from him. He's repenting and he's trusting us now. He's making himself vulnerable when he never had to. We must remember that. My own blood. I couldn't get over that. A dagger was inside of me, cutting away around where my heart should be resting. It was becoming hollow, more and more. But Aume was right. I could hear the forgiveness in her voice, and I clung to it. I let it wash over me. I can't track you anymore, if that makes you feel better. It doesn't. Damien's head hung down, and he didn't say anything more. I knew he had more to say, but for a moment, I needed him to shut up. For once, Kellen wasn't the one ready to commit murder. Damien was my brother, and he had betrayed me. He hurt someone else who was good, who should have never been harmed. I glanced to Aume, and she was watching me back. Her eyes were so loving, so giving. She smiled at me. She was trying to convey the same peace to me so that I would forgive him, but I couldn't. I sighed. You can't connect to me anymore because of Kellen, right? Kellen added. You're a part of my blood now. It's like we're married, Shay. You're my family. My eyes went wide. Oh, okay. I wasn't surprised. Not really. That makes sense, I guess. Kellen grunted, hiding a smile. I thought you knew. I think I did. I laid my hand over his. I still would have done it, been with you, if I'd known the full ramifications. I'm okay with it. I am. He turned his hand upside down, lacing our fingers and pulled our hands to his lap. They were hidden from the others. Damien had been waiting. He cleared his throat. Like I was saying before, there's a war going on above, and Sashiel is a big contender for one side. He faltered, his head bowing slightly. This is hard to say because this was what I was supposed to encourage. Shay, I told you before that you should bond with Kellen because then you'd be too powerful for your father to take on. That isn't true. I knew where this was going. He said further, Sashiel wants you to bond with Callan because he intends to take your powers. Both of yours.
I felt Callan's anger mounting and snuck a peek at him, but he wasn't showing anything. His face was unreadable. His eyes gave nothing away, and he even held my hand in a gentle and loving way. But I felt his demon stirring away. My messenger side was awakening as well, and she wasn't pleased.
The truth is that neither of you is a match for Sashiel, and he knows that. I was supposed to get close to you, Shay, and get you to bond with Callan. That was the first part of my job.
A knot formed in my stomach, and the second?
I'm supposed to deliver both of you to him.
You know how to call him?
Damien nodded. The messengers aren't watching like they had been before. He was surprised at how you guys were able to fend him off and how Shay killed the other messengers. He thought you guys had bonded, and to be honest, so did I.
You told him where to watch for us?
Damien glanced to Callan.
Yeah, that was me. I came to get you guys and take you back there. That's why I showed up when I did.
I said, and that's why you didn't want to help us rescue Vesper and Giuseppa? He lifted a shoulder, turning away for a moment.
I worried about what he would say, if it were reported to him that I helped save two demons. That was part of the reason. The other part was because they're both demons. He sneered, saying the last word. It is beneath our kind to help them.
The ground began rumbling. Ame and Damien both started, but I knew the cause. I was holding his hand. Both caught on when Kellen and I didn't move.
Oh. Damien frowned. I'm sorry for my part.
Why?
Why?
He echoed my question. Why did you do it? You were born to a human family. That means you have family still, Damien, and I'm not talking about me or our father.
He glanced away, his jaw clenching. Oh, dear.
Ame spoke for the first time, her quiet words splicing through the tense room. She shifted in her seat, the corner of her mouth turned down.
Are they still alive?
Damien jerked his head up and down.
My mother is, and so are my little sister and brother.
He had siblings. That rocked me. From a different father? He nodded again, his voice growing hoarse.
I'm sorry, Shay.
He had a family.
I did not.
I tried shrugging. It didn't matter. I had Kellen now, but my shrug fell flat. It did matter. It stung. Damien had a true family, a mother he could go back to and hug. Two siblings that would wind their tiny arms around him. I murmured, I bet their father loves you like his.
He does.
Damien breathed out, yes.
They think I was kidnapped, which I was in a way. Sashiel took me in and taught me about my messenger lineage. What happens when you deliver us to him?
Everyone turned to Kellen, hearing his question. Damien's Adam's apple bobbed up and down.
I'm free. I can go back to my family and live out my life like a normal person. But you know that's a lie, don't you?
Kellen's question hung in the room as he stared at my half-brother. It wasn't a challenge, just the truth how Kellen saw it. A second later, Damien nodded and sighed. His hands fell to the chair in front of him and curled tight against it.
I know. They'll never let you go back if your family is even still alive. I know. And you finally realize that now. And that's why you're coming clean to us.
Kellen rose from his chair.
You want our help.
With each statement Kellen said, Damien's gaze fell to the table, then to the floor. He looked back up now, shame brimming bright in his eyes.
Yes.
Kellen narrowed his eyes.
That's what I thought.
The last 2 days passed too quickly. Damien explained there were only two ways to kill a messenger, and none of us would be free until Sashiel was killed. One way was to use a biblical weapon, which we had none, and Damien didn't know where to find one. I asked then, and the second? He didn't answer at first, drawing in a deep breath.
You're not going to like the second option. What are your choices?
Kellen mirrored Damien, standing at the opposite end and leaning forward with his hands on his chair's backrest.
Spill it, messenger. Let's start getting this over with.
And he began. Well, you see, you'll have to let Sashiel start to drain your power. Here we were, standing on a hill, feeling the ground shake with my father's arrival, and I knew that I would either live through this or not. Those were the two options.
The plan consisted of letting Sashiel start to drain our powers. Kellen and I would be linked. Sashiel would open himself up to us, and he would be vulnerable. When that happened, Damien and Ame were going to connect to us as well, and the four of us would instead drain Sashiel of his power. When that happened, when he had no power left, he would be vulnerable to a human weapon. Mr. Kent Ocean had volunteered for that part, stepping out from a closet, pale face and trembling like the other night. He raised his hand in the air and tugged at his shirt's collar. I'll do it. Ame made a sound and hurried to his side. She flashed Damien and Kellen a warning, touching a protective hand to his shoulder. Now, dear, are you sure? The owner pumped his head up and down.
If this guy is as bad as you say, he won't be focused on a little human being around. He'll be distracted by all of you guys.
If you kill us instead, I will come back from hell. I will kill you and every single member of your family.
Sweat formed on Kent's forehead. He wiped it off using the back of his arm, his eyes held by Kellen's during his threat, and he squeaked out,
I won't. I want to help now. I don't think a lot of us folk ever get called to fight a battle like this. I mean, I'm a church-going man. I don't think I could sit back and not help, you know?
You're a church-going man.
Kellen drew closer, moving around the table and me. Ame snapped at him. Stay back. I caught Kellen's arm. Stop.
I mean, it's not right. No matter how much of a celestial being your father is, he shouldn't be forcing his son to turn on his daughter. I'm a father, too, and that isn't right. It's the children that are supposed to be protected. That's my job. That should be his job, too.
And so here we were. Mr. Kent Ocean was tucked away behind some nearby trees, protected by the same spell Kellen used to hide us when we were at Kent's home. Sashiel had no clue the person who would kill him was the least powerful there was, and in a way, it was ironic. He wanted power, but he was going to get stripped of his instead. We felt the earth shaking first. The winds picked up after that. The sky darkened. Then there was complete silence. It was like a tornado was at our door, and we were waiting for it to ring our doorbell. All breaths were held. Everyone paused, their hearts suspended, and then, with a sudden whoosh, he landed in front of us. As he ascended, the ground thundered once again. It was enough to be a small earthquake. My father arrived, glancing around. He was alone. That was lucky for us, but I didn't want to question our fortune. He looked like me. He looked like Damien, too. Now that I knew Damien was my half-brother, we had the same nose, same cheekbones, and even the same heart-shaped chin. Our father stood tall, closer to Kellen's height, and he was like a Greek god. Long blonde hair that curled around his shoulder, broad shoulders, thin waist. I looked for wings but saw none until I glanced down. A shadow of them lay out behind him on the ground. As I watched, they folded up, tucking close to his body. His eyes were blue, like Damien's, and he was watching me, studying me back.
You look much like your mother.
I frowned. I thought you would have seen me before now. He shook his head, then grew still and tilted his head forward. His eyebrows pinched together and his forehead wrinkled.
I've been looking, but I've not seen you until today.
He glanced to Damien.
Thank you for calling me. And though I asked for them to be unconscious, thank you for having her awake. Your foresight is commendable.
Foresight? I glanced sideways to Damien, who shrugged back to me. He said, yeah. Our father strode forward, his hands stretched out. A low and deep growl erupted from Kellen, and he moved forward, blocking me from my father. Sashiel drew back, his eyes finding Kellen's for the first time, and his hands went back to his side.
I see. You think to fight on her behalf, demon? You're a condescending bitch. Do you know that?
I caught movement behind me, from Ame, but I didn't dare look to see what she was doing. I hoped it would help in our fight, because now that my father was in front of us, I knew it would be a big one. The power emanated from him in waves. It was almost overwhelming, threatening to choke me. We can't win. I wasn't sure if I had the realization or if it came from Kellen, but I shared a look with him. It was true, though. My father was too powerful. The plan wasn't going to work. We'd never be able to overwhelm him, not with all of us. Despair lodged in my throat. I didn't know what to do now. We were here. He was here. There was no going back. My father laughed, pointing a finger at Kellen.
You have backbone. Most demons don't. You all are sniveling idiots, he spat, indicating the ground. Every time I come across one, it's always the same. They start spewing promises. They'll turn in their mother, father, sister, brother, best friend, best mate, whoever it is that might hold my interest, and they fall to the ground. They kiss my feet and start begging. They'll serve me even in hell. They'll search out whoever I wish to be on my side. They'll kill anyone I want. Crying, begging.
He paused, his eyes narrowed on Kellen.
Pathetic.
He drew close, and Kellen's eyes closed to slits.
Are you going to do the same?
He flicked his wrist to me.
You are in love with my daughter, and she with you. I can smell the bond between you. Unlike the last time. You both are dripping with it. You've recently coupled. Perhaps 4 hours ago?
Oh, God, that was embarrassing.
Yes.
My father leaned closer and sniffed the air.
I can smell your love, too. But it's going to be the same. I will strip you of your honor, your pride. You will fall at my feet, and you will be like all the others. You will beg for your life, and it won't matter. I will take my daughter's life first. Make you watch that. I want you to hold that memory in your mind, and then I'll send you back to your father's kingdom. You will fall back to hell, and he'll never let you return to the ground. That will be your ending.
Kellen's growl was deepening, becoming more primal. He was going to act soon, and I didn't know what he would do. I worried for the first time, scared for Kellen's life. Sweat dripped down my back, mixing with the cold shivers racking down my spine, too. My palms grew warm, and I began trembling. The fear was creeping in. I couldn't hold it at bay any longer. This was the end. I felt it coming.
Father.
Damien jerked forward. His eyes were wild, skirting between Kellen and Sashiel.
You said I could return to my family after this.
Yes, yes.
Sashiel's eyes were gleaming as he continued to stare at Kellen hard.
I will uphold that promise once I've taken both of their power.
He swung to Ame, who froze with her hands in the air.
And I see you brought me an extra treat, Ame.
It's been so long. She had dressed in a black sweater with a hood pulled over. It was knocked off and her hair was blowing in the wind. Her arms froze, blood dripping from her fingertips, and her eyes were wild and dilated like Damien's. I traced the blood. I couldn't see where it came from since her sweatshirt was black, but she was wearing a white dress underneath and the ends were red. She stepped forward and I saw her feet were barefoot. They were bloodied as well, mixing with dirt. What was she doing? As I thought that, she spoke in my mind.
You and Kellen hold on to each other. Hold on to Damien as well.
What are you doing?
Pay me no mind, child. I have loved you like a daughter. I'll not let this asshole take you away. Not until your time is done.
She raised her arms.
And it's not done. Not by a long shot.
Ame!
Sashiel drew closer to her, his head tilting the other way.
What are you doing?
You.
She sneered. Her eyes turned black.
You used my sister for another child. You picked her on purpose, knowing she was half messenger, and then you assaulted her body when you tried to rip your daughter from her womb.
He did what? Damien moved closer to me, his hip bumping into mine.
Get ready, you guys.
No!
I shook my head. Damien didn't know something else was going on. The plan wouldn't work. I reached back and found Kellen's hand. I felt his tension. He knew my aunt was going her own way. He tucked me behind him. I murmured to him,
We all have to be touching.
Kellen nodded, still tucking me behind him. Damien frowned, hearing me.
What? What are you talking about?
Sashiel was drawing closer to Ame. He was curious, but that would shift. Whatever Ame had planned, it wasn't good. He would kill her, if he were smart. He'd strike first before she could finish whatever she was doing. Kellen? I thought, we have to do something. We have to stall him.
I know.
Then he spoke up.
You can't beat us all.
It worked. Sashiel turned to us, his back now to my aunt.
Is the begging already starting, demon?
Kellen growled, actually showing his teeth. His anger was boiling up, but he was keeping it contained.
Without Shay, I'm a full demon.
My daughter is 3/4 messenger, my son is half messenger, Ame is half herself, and you, yes, I suppose you are almost a full demon. There's a small sliver of humanity in you. I can see it. It's like a pumping heart. It's doomed to turn black within the hour, but even then, you are no match for me.
Guys, Damien said under his breath, what is going on?
I thought you were supposed to drain us of our powers. That was your plan, wasn't it?
Kellen wasn't backing down. He moved even closer to my father. I went with him but clamped onto Damien and jerked him with us.
What are you doing? He barked at me.
Kellen ignored us, saying, but you couldn't take on my father. Sashiel was silent, not moving for a full 10 seconds as he stared down Kellen.
You wouldn't.
I would.
What are they talking about?
Damien whispered to me.
Kellen answered for me, calling my father.
What?
He whispered again to me.
That wasn't the plan. Why are you guys changing the plan?
The plan? My father didn't sound surprised. So you were going to betray me, my son. You were going to see your mother, your siblings, even that human father of yours. They're still looking for you, you know.
Damien froze behind me, growing more still with each word my father said. All the blood drained from his face.
And now you'll never see them. Now you won't even go to the above with me. I'll cast you out.
Sashiel shared with Kellen the same ominous look.
You'll both be in hell for the rest of your eternity.
Not unless I call my father forward.
Kellen sounded so sure. Even I paused at that, frowning at him. Was he? No. Would he?
Sashiel shared my thoughts. You're lying.
But there was doubt in his statement.
You wouldn't. You'd need.
And as he said that, Kellen reached around me and jerked Damien forward. He wrapped an arm around his neck, the other holding a knife to his throat. Damien went completely still, his chest barely moving, and Kellen pressed the knife harder to his skin. He lowered his head, holding my father's gaze steadily.
I would. I need a sacrifice mixed with my demon blood. That's all I need. And he'd be here. I have no problem taking the life of the guy who betrayed Shay.
His arm tightened over Damien. Thunder erupted and lightning smashed down behind us. It wasn't close, but close enough where I felt the electricity go through my body, jolting me.
Kellen?
Damien's Adam's apple bounced up and down.
What are you doing? Shut up.
I moved to their side, grabbing onto Damien. Ame said we needed to maintain contact, all three of us.
You're a part of this, Shay?
Damien asked me. I ignored him, staring at my father. Kellen will do it, and you know it.
I don't believe you.
His father is as much a fan of his as I am of you. I've no problem killing my own child.
Not if it betters me. His father is more ruthless than I am.
You can't take all of us on, and I'm sure once his father arrives, he'll go straight for you. We'll get away.
You won't. The odds are not in your favor.
Something new had risen up in the air. I felt it now. It was low, but building in power. It was like an invisible river. It was first a small trickle, wetting our feet, but it grew and grew. I felt it growing, and its current was a strong pull. It was sweeping around us, threatening to pull us away with it, whatever it was. I glanced over my father's shoulder and saw Ame there. Her arms were in the air. Her eyes were black. The wind was picking up just around her. It was circling her, whipping and snarling. I was shocked my father hadn't heard it yet. Whatever she was doing, it was new power. Power that wasn't there because of him. He should have noticed, but he was still locked on Kellen. He believed his threat, and he was focused on what would happen if Kellen's father did arrive. He was saying something to Kellen. Kellen replied a savage retort. I tuned them out. I could only focus on Ame now. The wind stopped. The current was all around us, zapping against my face, my hair, my back. It was completely enveloping us. My child, Ame thought to me, walking toward us. Her hands lowered, and she dripped blood onto the dirt.
What are you doing, Ame?
I am saving you.
How?
This is why I sought you out. Kellen thinks he sent for me, but it was the other way. I sent a suggestion in the wind for him to seek an ally. I knew he would come to me. This is why I remained on Earth after your mother left. You are that reason. This moment is that reason.
What?
I started shaking my head. No, no. Sadness, grief, pain, all three rolled into one, and I felt them low in my gut. I was going to live.
I felt that joy too, but the morning was already there. I felt her intentions before I fully knew. Ame, please don't. We'll find another way.
There is no other way. This is the way. This was the reason for me being here. There was never another way.
She lowered her head a fraction so her eyes could look right into my core.
The other plan was never going to work. Your father is too powerful.
Now, my child, I will tell them above about you. You will be protected, and your father will be persecuted. Do not worry. I will watch over you from the other veil. I will be there, along with your mother.
Then she called out, her voice strong and clear.
Sashiel?
He whipped around.
What?
She held her hands in the air with a knife poised at her throat. The throat. It was always the throat. I winced, feeling the blade against my own throat, even though it wasn't. It was only against my aunt's. My father put two and two together.
No!
He looked around, feeling the new power finally.
No, no, no! He kept whipping around. You couldn't have done this!
It is done. And with those words, my aunt sliced her own throat. Blood gushed from her, and my father began clawing at his own throat. As her blood rained out, so did his. His was darker, almost black, and his entire body was soon drenched. He fell to his knees as her body went to the ground. Her eyes had rolled inside, but I felt her touch on my shoulder. It was a gentle touch, a goodbye and a reassurance. She whispered into my ear, "Goodbye, my sister's child, until you may join us in another life." Then she was gone, but the rest of the spell was only starting. My father's blood was draining out of him at a racing speed, but he was fighting it. Whatever she'd done, he began to chant, summoning his power to break it. Wind began whipping around again. The thunder and lightning started crashing, filling up the darkness. This was why she warned for us three to remain connected. An arm slid around my waist. It was Kellen's, and he pulled me into his chest. He yelled into my ear, sounding like he was far in the distance, "We have to become anchored." I yelled back, lifting my mouth to graze over his ear.
"How do we do that?"
"You guys!"
Damien was yelling to us too. I clamped my hand tighter on his arm. Kellen grabbed his other arm. He pulled us even closer and yelled at Damien,
"Use your power. Secure a hold in the ground."
"What?"
"Just do it!"
Kellen yelled back and crashed his forehead to mine. As he did, we were linked in mind, body, and soul. Together we sent our magic down into the earth, going further and further. We were roots, growing out like a tree, claiming our stand where we were. It was working. We weren't going anywhere, and the farther our roots spread along with Damien, whose root was right beside us, the stronger we were becoming. I could hear my father raging. He was fighting the spell. He reached out, grabbing me, but Kellen shoved him back. As he did, the power grabbed my father's body and swept him away, far away. The farther he went, the wind began to fade. Suddenly, it was done. We were there. We were alive, and my father was not. His body was 100 yards away. But no. As we pulled back, withdrawing our roots until they were back in our own bodies, we separated and went to stand over Sashiel's body. He opened his bloodied eyes and coughed.
"He's still alive."
"Not for long," Kellen thought, bending by my father's head. Sashiel met my gaze.
"Your aunt bound her life to mine."
He coughed again, blood spilling over his lips.
"Bitch."
Damien fell behind us, becoming silent. I had no words. There was nothing to say. Unprecedented grief sat on my chest. Ame sacrificed herself for me. I'd never been loved like that. But my eyes fell on Kellen. That wasn't true. I had been loved like that, since I was 6 years old when Kellen saved me from his father, saying, "Dad, let her go." Kellen took out the same knife he'd held to Damien's throat and laid it against my father's. I held my father's gaze for just a moment. There was no sadness or regret there. I thought there might be. There was just anger. And without a word, Kellen moved his hand, and I turned. I didn't have to see my father die to know I was freed. Finally. Epilogue. We went to the sanctuary house again. We stayed for a long time. I'd like to give a certain amount of days or weeks or months, but the truth was that I lost count. I didn't know if Damien would want to come with us, but he did. He admitted one night when all three of us had too much to drink that he wasn't ready to see his family again. He was ashamed of what he did to us, even though he helped make up for it. I was fairly certain that Damien blamed himself for Aimée's death, but that was ridiculous. It was my fault. I should have realized how powerful my father was. I should have known our first plan wouldn't be enough. But I hadn't. I went there that day filled with arrogance that we would defeat Sashiel. Aimée paid the price. I held that belief in my heart for so long, until Kellen realized I blamed myself. He kissed me in the shower, whispering, "She knew." A kiss to the corner of my mouth. I shook my head, but he said again, "She went that day knowing." No, I wouldn't let him make me feel better about this. He kissed my cheek, sliding his mouth to my throat. "She knew your father. We didn't. Damien did. Damien's an idiot." His hand trailed down my back, curving into my waist. He trailed kisses down my arm. "Aimée loved you." I choked out a sob. That was the problem. "She was here to protect you." I couldn't keep my eyes open. His kisses were becoming intoxicating, and I leaned back against the wall, my hands moving to his hair as he knelt before me. He kissed my stomach, his hands framing my hips, holding me steady in front of him. He said, "It was her decision." "It should have been mine." He stood and caught my face in his hands. He leaned over me, lifting my head so I had to look up at him. I still refused, closing my eyes. "Look at me." I didn't. "Shay?" I did then, but I couldn't hide the agony in me. I knew he was feeling it, like he'd been feeling my guilt since Aimée died. It'd been there always inside of me, but I refused to put it in words. I refused to say anything because once I did, I knew what he would do. He would do this, make me accept her passing. Making me accept her sacrifice and thinking that, tears slipped out. They trailed down my face, camouflaged by the water in the shower. My throat felt like it was rubbed raw on the inside. She died because of me. She was the one good thing about all of this. The corner of his mouth lifted up. "What about me?" I corrected, reaching out to rest a hand on his chest. "She was the second good thing that happened because of all this. She loved you. But it was her decision. It wasn't yours. You have to see that. She made the choice. She could have told us our plan wouldn't work. She didn't. She could have told us what she was planning. She didn't. She chose Shay. She did. She didn't give you the choice. Do you get that?" He was whispering those words, his eyes searching mine, and I could feel his love. It was so strong, so powerful. It wanted to slip inside of me, warming all the pain I held, but I couldn't let it. Not with this. I shook my head. "Why?"
"Why what?"
"Why did this happen? Why now? Why not later when I was more powerful?" He shook his head and pulled me into him. His hand cradled the back of my head and I slid my arms around him. I hung on to him. He said, his words muffled against my hair as his head rested on top of mine.
"I don't know. We may never know."
"But you have a guess?"
He stiffened, then relaxed as he answered, "Your powers were too strong for you to suppress. You couldn't deny them any longer. If I were to guess, it'd be because of that. He wanted to get your powers before you were too powerful, and maybe you would have been able to fight him off. I don't know, though. I don't know if we'll ever know."
His answer shouldn't have appeased me, but somehow it did. And over the next few months, the rest of his words had taken root inside of me. They helped heal the wounds from losing Aimée. Maybe it wasn't completely Aimée, either. Maybe it was the loss of everything. I'd been lying to myself before when I cast that spell. I was only 6 years old, but I didn't want to accept who my parents were. They were evil, and I couldn't grow up with knowing them, seeing them, feeling them. But I also couldn't leave. I would have had to leave Kellen, and even back then I knew I couldn't have done that. So I cast that spell and wiped out anything that would have reminded me about my parents, or the two demons that raised me. I thought I could live like that. I couldn't. Going through all of this, it was like I was becoming clean for the first time. All the lies, deceit, mystery, jealousy.
Everything bad that I had to endure because of what family I lived among, that was all gone. And I mourned it.
I shouldn't have. I should have missed Vesper or Giuseppe. I did. I shouldn't have even missed Matt, Leah, and Dylan. I did.
I should have been furious with Damien for betraying us.
I wasn't.
Everything was mixed up in my head, but the constant was Kellen. His love. His presence. Every time I felt that vacuum inside, or where I didn't understand the world I was in anymore, I reached out for him. He was always close by, and if he felt that same dark vortex in me, he'd appear from wherever he'd been. Once I touched him, I felt steadied. He grounded me. We were that tree once again, our roots strengthening, with the other next to it. That went on and on until one day, I didn't miss Vesper, Giuseppe, Leah, Matt, Dylan, my old life. The anger, confusion, sadness was gone, and instead I was able to realize why I missed them. That had been my constant. It was what I knew. And now with the threat of my father gone and no more lies anymore, I could look ahead now. I assumed Damien was going through the same struggles as me over what he did, until the day he must have worked through his own battles. He announced one morning that he was returning to his family. We were welcome to come. We were half-brother and sister after all. I nodded with no intention of seeking him out. I'd held on to my anger toward him for a few months, but it faded when Kellen reminded me Ame wouldn't want me to hate my last blood relative. I snorted in laughter that it was Kellen who pointed that out, but I knew he did it for me. He promised to be angry for me, and slowly, I started to look at Damien like a brother. Started to. Those were the operative words. We were a work in progress as well, but I wasn't ready to leave the sanctuary home when he first made that offer.
You sure about this? Kellen asked me now.
I glanced at him from the passenger side in our car. We had just pulled over in front of Damien's house. Even though we just arrived, I knew Damien was aware we were there. Once Kellen and I fully merged together, Damien and I could block each other, but spending so much time in the sanctuary together, that connection had grown. I opened my end when I decided I wanted to meet the rest of Damien's family. Damien knew we'd been coming even as we began to pack our stuff for the road trip. I wasn't surprised when the front door opened a moment later. Kellen gestured behind me.
He's coming to the car.
I turned around. Damien's smile stretched from ear to ear as he hurried across the yard. He waved with one hand. I saw an elderly woman appear in the doorway behind him. A little girl stood in front, holding a teddy bear. I was suddenly nervous.
Don't be.
I didn't look back at Kellen, but I replied, they might hate me.
You're Damien's half-sister. They'll love you.
Hey! Damien was at the door. He motioned for us to get out.
It's so good to see you guys.
He pulled me in for a hug, and I hugged him back. But I couldn't stop looking at the people in the doorway. What did they know about me? Had he told them anything?
It's so good to see you guys.
Damien stepped back and nodded to Kellen, who'd come around the side of the car.
Kellen.
Kellen nodded for his greeting.
Are you guys staying for a while?
Damien's gaze fell on me as he asked the question. I knew Kellen wouldn't answer. It was for me to decide.
I shrugged.
Depends on you, I guess.
On me? What do they know?
Kellen gestured to me.
What do they know about Shay?
They know everything. My eyes widened. Kellen didn't react, but I could sense his surprise as well. I said, everything?
Well...
Damien laughed a little, one of his hands sliding inside of his pocket. He lifted up a shoulder.
My mom knew about Sashiel, so they're aware of that more celestial world out there. And demons?
They know about them, too. Kellen's eyes narrowed. That wasn't what he was asking. I sighed. Are they going to have a problem with us?
Oh! Understanding dawned now.
Damien shook his head.
No, not at all. They know you're my half-sister, Shay. They've been asking me every day when you're going to arrive. I told them that you were coming.
They knew. Maybe hearing that shouldn't have rocked my world, but it did. I felt like my stomach opened up and all my guts spilled out.
Kellen started to laugh.
You'll take on our two demon siblings, cast out two demon parents, square off against my father and your father, but you're scared of meeting those humans back there? He added. Good humans, too. I can smell the love they have for you already.
I was terrified.
Come on! Damien threw an arm around my shoulder, turning me toward the house. I only got a few minutes alone with you. They're going to be coming out here in 2 minutes, and my grandmother can be loud. She doesn't hold anything back. I don't think we should be talking about demons and messengers where my neighbors can hear.
He looked over to the house beside his.
They already suspect too much anyway. My grandma drinks whiskey. A lot. I told you she gets loud too, right?
She did. She liked to drink, cuss, joke, and she liked to love too. So did Damien's mother, his father that raised him, his grandfather and his two siblings. They all loved us, Kellen included. We stayed with them until Kellen and I decided to get our own place. Well, Kellen got us a place the next day, but he waited until I brought it up before letting me in on the secret. He didn't want to pressure me to leave Damien's family since we just got there, but once we moved out, I couldn't lie. It was wonderful. Damien's family welcomed Kellen and me into their family. They were more reserved with Kellen, but who could blame them? Dark, mysterious, gorgeous, and powerful. Damien's grandma was the only one who took to Kellen immediately, making him drink whiskey with her. The two of them formed an instant friendship, along with Kent Ocean. He began to visit on a regular basis, and Damien's grandma thought he was a hoot. It was an entire year later when I woke up and felt pangs in my chest. Kellen was already awake. He was propped up on an elbow, looking down at me, and he raised an eyebrow.
Are you ready for today?
No,
he grinned. You wanted to do this.
I was stupid. Be human, that's what you said. I scowled. I knew where he was going with this. He laughed, tugging at my bottom lip until I started laughing with him. I slapped his hand away. I was being stupid. I don't want to go anymore.
His hand went to my side, and he began tickling me. I rolled over to stop him, wrapping my arms around him, and just like that, the laughter faded. His eyes darkened, and he rolled me back, so he was on top, lightly resting there. His eyes fell to my lips as he asked, "Do you really not want to go? Or are you just scared of leaving your family again?"
Family. Again. I shivered at those words. I answered, "It feels like I just got this family, like we finally fit in with them." His hand smoothed over my forehead, tucking some strands of hair back. The touch was so loving and soft, I melted inside. He murmured, "They've loved you since the second they found out about you." I knew that. I had felt their love so much over the last year, but we were leaving once again.
It's not going to go away.
What's not? I knew what he meant, but I wanted to hear the words.
We're going to college, with Damien. We're not even leaving him. We're all going to the same school, but that doesn't mean they'll stop loving you. They love you almost as much as I do.
His eyes bared into me, looking right to my core.
And you know that love will never go away.
Ever. Nothing can shake it. No one can break it. It'll hold, no matter what. He lowered his mouth, grazing softly over mine, and he whispered,
"It'll hold, Shay."
Like his would hold. Like mine would hold. We were strong separately, but when we were together, we were impenetrable. Just like our love for the other. I let his reassurances wash over me. He was right. Everything would be fine, and feeling the unease fade away, I opened my mouth under his.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Evil. Written by T-Jin. Performed by Georgina Marie. Executive producer Susie Bright. Producer Mike Charzik. Copyright 2016 by T-Jin. Production copyright 2016 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.